It's time for Bruin Buzz on a Friday. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director Thad Dilbeck on the line with us. A busy Friday in the realm of spring sports across the area and certainly for Bartlesville as well. Several items on the docket for this evening if the weather holds up. And, Coach, the biggest thing that you and I had gotten a chance to talk about earlier this week, I made a new hire as the athletic director for the new Lady Bruin girls basketball coach, Tap Talby Justice, who was the guys coach over in Pawhuska from a year ago. So a pretty special week, and nice to welcome him on board.
Yeah, Evan, it is. We're extremely happy and extremely excited to have Coach Justice joining us. Just had tremendous experience in both the high school and the college ranks, and has coached boys and girls. Spent most of his time coaching girls, but. As you mentioned, spent his last year as Pawhuska's boys coach. We're just happy that that worked out, and he's already starting to have some meetings. Met with his staff earlier this week, and he's hitting the ground running.
Sounded really excited. It was really positive. I enjoyed speaking with him about getting that job earlier this week. We have a little interview with him on a sports story that was posted, I think, yesterday or the day before on our website at BartlesvilleRadio.com. I think it's worth noting, I had a chance to watch him conduct a couple practices at Pawhuska. We were doing some things technically-wise, setting up our KPGM-TV stuff in their gymnasium, and I got a chance to watch a few of his practices. And I was taking note far before he got this job about how organized and structured they were and how fun it was to watch those Pawhuska guys practice. And I think it's worth pointing out that someone who comes from a college background who's now coaching high school sports, oftentimes it kind of feels like to me that they're really organized. They have a really good idea of what it takes to win. Obviously, when he was at Texas Arlington, that's the high-stakes Division I women's basketball. So he kind of adds a different element to that coaching background than maybe someone who just coached in high school would.
Well, in one of the conversations he and I had, he talked about his experience, but also his coaching influences, the people that he's spent time around, and not only people that he's worked with, but also coaches that he's worked with at camps or that he's got to go watch. He's gotten to work with some pretty good coaches, and he's been able to glean some of their practices and learn from their experience, and he tries to put all that stuff into practice. And I think that his experience and the people that he's gotten to work with certainly have affected the quality of coach that he is.
Talking with Thad Dilbeck, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director here on Bruin Buzz. And again, we have a little chat with Coach Justice, that new girls basketball coach, available online at BartlesvilleRadio.com. We can swerve into another hire that you guys made, or maybe it's more of a promotion. Christian McGill going to become the new kind of district coordinator for cheer. If you could kind of explain that for us.
Yeah, Kristen is our head middle school cheer coach, and she's choosing to stay in the middle school because of her own daughter and because of what she's got built there for now. But she's got tremendous cheer experience, cheered in high school, cheered in college, worked camps, worked clinics, has done it for several years. And we're ready to take that cheer program and start entering into some competitions and build a program that we're competing in all the different OSSAA cheer events. In Kristen and then the Olivia Symes will be our head varsity cheer coach, and Kristen will help coordinate those things. Sarah Ewerts will remain as our assistant head coach at the middle school level, and then Gabby Merguia has been added on as an assistant coach at the varsity level. And Kristen came in when she told me she wanted the job, and she had a plan, and then, of course, we had an interview process, interviewed several candidates, but Kristen's got a vision for that program, and I'm thrilled that we have her on board, taking over our cheer program at a district level.
Yep, Kristen McGill, the new cheer coordinator, and as Coach Dilbeck mentioned, Olivia Symes, new varsity head coach, and Gabby Murguia, the new varsity assistant coach at cheer. Let's talk about some of the things that are supposed to go on today. You and I were chatting before we started the interview. Obviously, people are aware there's rain in the forecast. It's raining right now. We'll see what happens with Bruin baseball, but they're supposed to be at home against Claremore Sequoia this evening. If they don't get that game in, they still are scheduled to have a noon game against NOAA tomorrow. Weather does look better tomorrow. And I know both soccer teams are supposed to be at home against Jinx in what are pretty vital district contests for both those teams tonight as well.
Yeah, you know, this is two Fridays in a row now that we've dealt with weather, with events at home. The forecast, though, today is not showing any lightning of any kind. So I feel confident we'll get the soccer matches in this evening. It's just going to be cold and wet. The baseball game for this evening versus Claremore Sequoia, we'll try to make a decision, you know, sometime around noon, you know, as far as what the latest forecast is and what the field looks like. You know, of course, the artificial turf, as we've talked about before, certainly helps us be able to play sooner, but we're not going to play in the rain, play baseball in the rain. So, you know, we'll make a decision and get that information out just after noon today. I do want to mention about soccer this evening. Jinx called yesterday and canceled the boys' JV. So we'll just be starting with girls' JV at 4:30 today. That's a time change from what was originally put out there. So we'll just have JV girls, then varsity boys this evening.
Bruin guys soccer team's kind of fallen on some tough luck. They've lost on a couple of golden goals in overtime. They're 1-2 in district play, and certainly they're not very far away from being 3-0, and it kind of feels like tonight's contest against Jinx is going to be a big one for the Bruin guys. Jinx is tied with them in the district standings at 1-2. You've only got three matches left after this one, so really important one for the Bruin guys this evening.
It is. It's a big matchup as far as district standings go. You know, I'm not a big proponent of comparing scores, but as you mentioned, lost in overtime with a golden goal versus Enid this week. Enid beat Jinx in a one goal game. You know, I think both squads are fairly comparable, and it'll be a tough match for our boys tonight, but certainly one that they can win, and it is a big match.
And the Lady Bruins are coming off their own kind of exciting victory. It was a golden goal in overtime to beat Enid on the road on Tuesday. They got Jinx at home, and the Lady Trojans are probably one of the best teams in the state. They've got one loss. That was a one-goal loss to Booker T, and they have not lost since. Looks like they've won seven in a row entering Custer Stadium tonight on the girls' side.
Yeah, the girls' side of soccer, they're playing well. It's kind of it's an important district matchup tonight. Jinx is playing very, very well right now. I believe the last time I checked the standings, our girls are sitting in third in the district. You know, there's some really, really important district matches in the next three or four games that will determine seeding and where we'll go in the playoffs. You know, things are starting to come together for both the boys and the girls soccer teams, and they're playing well. They've played some tough competition. You know, both boys and girls games both going into overtime Tuesday. The girls came out on top, and the boys came out on the short end.
That's how that works sometimes, so it should be fun tonight. Girls at 6, guys at 8 o'clock from Custer Stadium. I don't know that we've talked a whole lot of golf, but I did want to mention the Bruin guys. They've had a couple good results in a row. They took second during a tournament in Sepulpa this week. Tanner John got another top 10 individual finish. He took fifth in that tournament. He's had back-to-back tournaments where he's finished in the top 5 now, I do believe, individually. And he and Evan Lorenzen have both kind of consistently shot under 80. And then we've got a few of those other guys at the varsity level that are starting to get under 90 and 85 consistently. And they've had some pretty good results the past few weeks for Coach Jeff Rood's club.
Yeah, you know, again, they're starting to round into shape, to play better. You know, golf is one of those sports where, yeah, we're excited when we have an individual who does well. You mentioned a couple of them there, a second place finish or a top five finish. You know, I know the coaches are always focusing on the entire team and trying to get all five playing well so that they'll play well when we enter into regionals so that we can qualify as a team for state. So there, you know, there's a couple of different aspects there that that coaches and players have to look at, whether you're talking about an individual or a team goal.
Talking with Thad Dilbeck, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director here on Bruin Buzz. One district series left for Bruin baseball. They've got a big one with Stillwater on Monday and Tuesday of next week. Kind of looks like they're probably on the outside looking in as far as hosting a regional, but still a really big one if they want to kind of up their stakes as far as where they get slotted in for regional action. And believe it or not, baseball is really almost just 2 weeks away from getting into the postseason.
Yeah, you know, they're you know, their district is tough, and you know, Stillwater's playing very, very well. Edmond Memorial's playing very, very well. Of course, and, you know, you have Owosso who's annually gonna be very tough. You know, you and I have talked about our pitching, the pitchers that we throw on in our district games, and I think that we can compete with any team with those pitchers. You know, it just depends on how well we swing the bats and how many runs we produce. On any given night, I think we can beat any team in the district. But on any given night, you know, we saw just this past week, we go down and run rule PC West, but when they came here and played on Tuesday, it was just a two-run game. So, you know, it's quality baseball in this district, quality baseball in the 6A level. You see good pitching, and you have kids that can hit. Yeah, the next 2 weeks will determine you know, where they'll set for the playoffs and you know, determine where they have to go or whether we host or not.
Bartlesville 7-5 in district play. They're a game ahead of Enid for fourth place out of the eight in 6A District 4. They're two games back of Stillwater. Pioneers are 9-3. Bartlesville has that game against Stillwater on Monday and Tuesday of next week. Then they've got another couple of weeks of non-district action games against Jinx and Bixby and Booker T and Ponca City. Those are all 6A opponents not in the Bruins district. And then the regionals begin on May the 5th. So we're still a little bit away, but certainly getting down to crunch time for Bruin baseball. And again, they're supposed to have a 5 o'clock first pitch against Sequoia today. And if that one does get nixed, we'll let you know. On our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com, but NOAA at noon tomorrow, Bill Dench's Memorial Stadium weather should be better then, and then they're at Stillwater Monday and at home against Stillwater on Tuesday. Was nice to have a home game on Tuesday in the district, Coach, this past week because all the people at Bartlesville got a chance to come out and see Jacob Hall pitch. You mentioned that 2-0 Bruin victory, and he struck out 16 of the 21 batters he faced, and certainly that was a special night for him as he continues to kind of be on a rampage of senior campaign.
Yeah, it, you know, I know we've talked about it, you and I have a couple of different times, but he is a special athlete and a special baseball player, and you know, it really doesn't matter who you're playing. You strike out 16, that is an impressive bit of work, and Jacob is a lot of fun to watch, and it's just how the schedule's kind of unfolded that he's done most of his pitching on the road, but he does a great job, and we're very proud of him.
Thad Dilbeck, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director here on Bruin Buzz. Coach, we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Evan.